What's up, guys? Today is episode one of the recap show. Now, I'm very excited because episode one, we get to recap a legend. Manny Pacquiao versus Yordanis Ugas fight. Now, if you're disappointed like me, don't be. I was kind of disappointed, but yet Father Time took the fight to another level, and that's what I saw. And hopefully you saw it too. You know, the fight literally went 116 to 112, 116 to 112, 115 to 113. Now, I like the fight for what it was because, like they said, and if you heard, Manny Pacquiao don't bring fights to fights that are bad. But that I mean is, he loses, great fights. He wins, great fights. He fights like a fighter should. And how old fighters do. You know, he don't fight like Mayweather. But I'm not dogging Mayweather. I'm just saying he has his own style. But his style is not fun to watch. That's what I'm saying. And if you want to know any stats, I'll tell you a few. Manny Pacquiao, total punches, body landed, 130. Ugas, 151. Total jabs, 42. Manny Pacquiao, Ugas, 50. Total power punches, 88 for Pacquiao, 101 Ugas. I don't know why I said Vargas, but Ugas. All I'm saying is, it was what it was. There's been a lot of speculations that this would be Manny Pacquiao's last freaking fight, but who knows? He said he's 60-80% sure that he's gonna retire. And he should. He's all into the politics in the Philippines. So if he does, respect, handle your stuff in the Philippines. But I think he wants to get. I think if he doesn't retire, I think Errol Spence still want to crack at him because it would have been nice to see that fight. Because Errol Spence is a good fighter. He came back from a lot, as you know. He came back from a horrible car accident. And the setback just got him back. But he'll be back stronger as ever. But let's turn it around. Now, the Texans played their rivals, the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why are you really mentioning this? Because this is a preseason game. You know, preseason don't mean squad if you win or you lose. Well, I'm telling you this because Dallas is our rivals, right? And you don't want to lose to your rivals in preseason or regular season, especially in preseason, because if you lose, you have a lot of smack talk because you may not play them in the regular season, but if you get a chance to play them in the preseason, you definitely got a thing to hold against them until the next time they play each other. So that with that being said, we won 2014, and it was funny because I have family that went to the game because I have a nephew that moved out there with his girlfriend, and I wanted to say some stuff on Facebook, but I held my own. I didn't. Now, let's turn it around again. The Astros. Now, if you're a big baseball fan, you probably have some beef with the Astros. But hopefully, I say it because Lord knows you got to get over it. You know, if someone hurts you, you got to get over it. You know, the Astros won on Saturday against the, against the Mariners, 15-1, right? And I didn't see the game. I just happened to go downtown when they were playing in the eighth to watch my Dynamos. And yesterday, they ended up losing. I didn't catch it either, but I knew they lost because I have the Facebook group of the Astros on my Facebook. So, but we've been having our ups and downs in baseball. You know, so I'm excited to see what the postseason brings, but we'll see what happens. Now let's recap the Dynamos game. The Dynamos game, if you're an MLS fan or soccer fan in general, This is probably interesting for you. The Dynamos have played against their rivals, Dallas, FC Dallas. There you go. Sorry. And we end up playing 2-2. And that game was very, very, very disappointing. I say that because no one wants to tie. Everybody wants to win. And when your team has been tying more than they've been winning, you get what I'm saying. So, with that being said, I'm ready for football season, and I'm ready for basketball season. I know we went 2-2 for basketball in the Rockets. In the Summer League, 2-2. That's pretty good. I would like to win in a lot more games, like maybe 2-3 or 2-1. But hey, what can, or 3-1? What can I say? But overall, I'm excited for what the season brings, because baseball season is going out the window. It's in October. So is my Dynamos, but my football and basketball are starting. So I'm excited for that. But it's all good. If y'all doing any fantasy leagues for football and basketball, let me know. Give me some tips and tricks. What you do? Cause I don't do it, but I might have to start it. I don't know, something to do. And I gotta watch every game beyond it and stuff, but I might. I don't know. But it's all good. And I'm gonna tell you another thing. Recap. I played golf yesterday. I don't play a lot at all. I just have clubs, so when someone asks me, I'm ready. I know there's things to work. Let me tell you, I know there's things to work on in my game, like a lot. Like, I did some good things, and I know I did some bad things. So I'm a work in progress. But what I'm gonna tell you is, if you play golf with someone your level, it makes it enjoyable. If you play some golf with someone above you, it's gonna suck because you want to get to their level, but you literally can't at the moment. I played with my cousin's boyfriend, and it was pretty cool. Pretty cool. I really enjoyed it. So we drank yesterday after we played golf till like 11. So we treated yesterday like it was a Saturday, but it was Sunday. So yeah. So in entertainment news, I think it's Far Away From Home. Trailer is coming out soon. They already leaked it, but I think very soon, it's probably out by now as I speak, it's coming out. I like Spider-Man. I like Tom Holland's. I really like Tobey Maguire, but I'm glad they went a different direction after Tobey Maguire decided not to do it anymore, or where they kick him off the Spider-Man universe. And after they had him, I forgot who they had after that. But I didn't like him. And Tom Holland is doing a very good job. So, yeah. But overall, it's been a pretty good week for sports in my city. I live in Houston, Texas. So, if you're wondering, is that the only thing you're going to talk about? I'm not. I'm going to recap everything there is. If anything pops out for me, and sports wise, but like just like the Manny Pacquiao fight, that was. But you know what? Let me ask you something. I've watched Oscar De La Hoya fight, his last fight, right? Ever in his career. I think he lost that fight. I remember that. I've seen Miguel Cotto do his last fight. He fought a hell of a fight, but didn't win. I remember watching it on the replay. And then I saw Bernardo Hopkins fight. If you saw that fight, you thought it was clown. By that I mean he should have hanged up the gloves a long time ago before that, if it was even made and executed. Because if y'all remember, or if y'all didn't see it, He was trying to duck the punches so bad that he ducked it towards the ropes, where one punch got him too hard. He literally got punched out of the ring. He was literally getting interviewed with ice on his knees. So what I'm saying is, in boxing, when Father Time wants to catch up with you, it's going to catch up with you. But I'm not saying all the fights that of all the legends, Manny Pacquiao, Bernard Hopkins, and Miguel Cotto, have been bad. It's just, they have, and Oscar De La Hoya, they just never have won their last, none of those legends have won their last fights, ever. But we're not going to say that Manny Pacquiao's last fight was Saturday. We're not. That was a question people have been asking. Because I think he said he's like 60-80 on his decision of making his last fight. But he might give Errol Spence a fight because he felt bad. He felt bad. He did say prayers up for Errol Spence that he had to go through what he went through. Because remember, Errol Spence came back from a bad car accident, and then happened to have some eye issues where he went to three different doctors and they told him the same thing, and then a call to fight. But I'm going to tell you this. I like these people who fight these legends at the end of their careers, because, or while their careers are going on, because look, a lot of these fighters, we didn't know them before they fought Canelo, Cotto, Bernard Hopkins, Oscar De La Hoya. We didn't know them. Then we get the bigger picture once they fight them and win or lose, but we still know their name after they fight the legends. So with that being said, is if Manny Pacquiao decides to hang up the gloves, he had a hell of a career because he had some trilogies that were worth remembering and talking about in years to come. So, guys, I'm going to go. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy this. Look forward for the next one on Monday. And have a good night. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And I'm gonna go. Peace.